Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Brad Morris is a familiar name to Chicago comedy goers. He was at the Second City on the main stage, starred in their 50th review. He moved to L.A. a few years back, and now, I mean, you can pretty much see him on every sitcom there is. He has a recurring role in the hilarious USA show Playing House, which is going to have its third season coming up here. And he's currently the head writer of Bajillion Dollar Properties, an original comedy on CISO, the online NBC network, starring several L.A. comedians with special guests like Adam Scott, Patton Oswalt, and Nick Kroll. He's not only the head writer of that show, but he produces it as well, and he takes his first stab at directing an episode. Brad Morris, welcome to The Download.
Thanks for having me, Justin. It's good to talk to you. It feels like I'm in Chicago. I'm looking out onto Michigan Avenue right now with you.
That's right. That's the feel. That's what we're going for here, is that colloquial Michigan Avenue feel. All right, Brad, so let's talk about Bajillion Dollar Properties. This is a show that's gotten some great reviews, a hilarious show. How'd you get involved in this show?
You know, I sat down and met with Kulop Velisak, who, on top of having a fantastic name, is the creator of the show. And she was looking for someone to come on board who, you know, had TV comedy writing room experience. And Emily Wilson and I had written and produced on Cougar Town for a few years, and I had been writing on this Showtime show called Dice about Andrew Dice Clay. And I sat down with Kulop, and my wife and I are big fans of Million Dollar Listing and other guilty pleasures like that, and Kulop and I hit it off, and she hired me.
The idea of this show is it is sort of like a parody of a reality show, like you mentioned, but it stars so many people that, you know, from Paul F. Tompkins down the list of Tawny to everybody. There's great Chicago connections. It just feels like a Chicago production.
You know, Kulop is a product of UCB, LA, and so there's obviously some DNA crossover there, and you know, between she and Scott Aukerman and Tom Lennon and Ben Garant, you know, these guys are all deeply rooted in comedy that has a lot of overlap with Second City and IO, and there's a lot of connection there. And I think that part of, you know, Kulop having me aboard was to make sure that she was, you know, bringing someone in who comes from that same place. And so that was really exciting and made it really nice. And to be part of the audition process and be able to, I was sort of, both Kulop and I were the ones who were improvising in these auditions with these folks, and it was fun to see familiar faces, and obviously, you know, Baltz and Tawny are, to have them as part of the show, I think really is important, because it's sort of, Chicago is a big part of, you know, the improv and sketch comedy bloodline, and I think that was important to Kulop, which is really cool, because she certainly could have been a person who said, like, I only want to have UCB people, or I only want to have LA talent, and no, there's a lot of Chicago in there. It's great.
How much of the show is improvised? I mean, you're obviously the head writer, but the stock that's in that room, even the people from UCB in LA, they have such great improv chops. How much of it are you guys writing down? How much of the show was off the cuff?
So we spent months breaking stories the way that you would in a more traditional, fully written, you know, comedy room for a half-hour show. So these outlines are, you know, fairly specific and thorough and, you know, many pages long. And there are joke pitches within there as well. And then sort of what we do is, you know, we kind of let the actors look at the outlines, and then they kind of go for it. And what that means is they use those outlines as a suggestion, and we encourage them to improvise on top of it. And kind of the blend of the framework structure that we do in the writing mixed with people bringing what they bring to the table as improvisers is what creates the show.
That's sort of the way that so many shows are going, following in the footsteps of Curb Your Enthusiasm, that, and which you've been on. But you know, is that something as a writer you like to be a part of? I mean, is that something you'd prefer over, you know, working on a show that's more standard kind of sitcom fare?
You know, it was really great for me to get to work on a show like Cougar Town and Dice and things like that, where it was a really great education in structure as well as learning about tone in, you know, on one show versus another. But yeah, I mean, obviously taking this job for me was very much about getting to be a part of something where I could see all of my training and background come together in one place. And Kulop, certainly that was a big goal for her, I think, too. I mean, she doesn't come from a writer's room background, and her instincts are so fantastic, and it really was such a great room to be a part of. Yeah, it was to do something like this was something I've always wanted to do. Again, this I was asked to be a part of Kulop's show. This is not my show.
Right.
I'd like to think I've contributed in some positive ways, but absolutely. And you know, look, Tom and Ben are the, you know, members of the state, and as I know you know, and created Reno 911, and so Kulop and Scott and myself and Tom and Ben were able to take, you know, their experience and expertise and kind of use that as a platform, and then, you know, augment and build and change it from there based on what Kulop wanted to do. And, you know, this show has got kind of soapier elements to it, and again, kind of plays more with the reality convention than Reno did with Cops. But yeah, I mean, it's going that way, and I think it makes a lot of sense. And certainly for me, I would love to get to do a show some point here that that combines story and improvisation. Absolutely.
Brad Morris, former Second City main stage actor here in Chicago, now writing for Bajillion Dollar Properties, Dice, so many other programs in Los Angeles. We'll continue with our conversation with Brad in just a moment. Stay with us at 720 WGN Chicago. It's Download here on WGN Radio. I am Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up, we're going to talk with comedian and author Jen Kirkman. She's got a new book out. We'll talk with her. She's also coming to Talia Hall on April 23rd. And we're also going to talk with hard rocker Johnny Gioeli. Well, Brad Morris is our guest tonight. He's a head writer, and he's also directed an episode of Bajillion Dollar Properties, which is an original comedy on CISO, which is the online NBC network that, for those who listen to The Download, we had Matt Besser on talking about CISO not too long ago. Brad, you were a Second City main stage guy. You went out to L.A. You've had such success. You've, you know, done a lot of great one-offs on some tremendous television, and you've also had some recurring roles like you have on Playing House. For you, what do you see as the arc of your career? I mean, are you looking to find yourself your own show, the kind of thing where you write and direct and produce and star in? Is that the kind of arc you're looking for? Or, like, what challenges you? What kind of pushes you forward as a creative person?
You know, yeah, that would be amazing. I should conference my manager in right now. I think for me, it's sort of a not a Midwestern thing. So it's never been a very comfortable thing for me to kind of go like, yes, I would like to have my own show, and it'll have my name on it, and it'll be about me. And the truth is that I think I gravitated towards Second City and what that's about, and, you know, IO and improv versus stand-up, because, yeah, I really do like collaborating with other people, and I like ensemble and, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah, like, I think I kind of make my decisions, you know, look, I came out here to act. I've been lucky enough to get cast as a regular in a lot of pilots, and unlucky in that none of those pilots have turned into series, with the exception of Playing House, and then Dice, which is, I'll have a recurring role in that, and it's
that looks great.
Funny.
And yeah,
for those of you who are Dice fans, you'll enjoy getting reacquainted with him. And for those of you who are not Dice fans, you'll enjoy that his life is a complete disaster and that's what the show's about. But I would love to figure out, you know, what that show is. And you know, I'm working on it. It's sort of going to have to be a deal where I create something and people go, okay, I get why this is uniquely Brad. And then look, I really enjoy helping other people bring their stuff forward too. I really do get a lot of joy out of that. So, I feel like I'm a baseball player and I'm like taking what they give me, you know, I'm a hitter. And so, it'd be awesome if things lined up and I could do my own thing like that.
If you were a baseball player, you have a 2-1 count. I mean, you've got a good. It's looking good. It's looking good.
Well,
they're going to pitch to you.
Well, listen, man. I hope from your lips to God's ears, as my mom says. So, yeah, man. No, it'd be awesome, and I'd love to do it in Chicago. To tell you the truth, and that's certainly a dream of mine is to put in my time here, and then trick someone into giving me a little bit of money to do something there. So.
You said you went out there to act. I mean, you've had as much success, if not more, writing. I mean, you and Emily have been able to put together some projects. You have actually put together a great resume and really got the most important thing in Hollywood, which is experience. You've jumped from room to room and collaborated with different people, and you've been able to put together a resume. For you, how important is that experience? I mean, is it getting easier to jump from show to show and write in Hollywood writers' rooms?
Yeah, I guess it's sort of that thing that they always talk about. I mean, I know the Woody Allen thing is like life is about showing up. And I think and that you always hear people talk about how, everyone says like showbiz isn't like what you know, it's who you know. But the truth is, like, that's right. But I think people get it wrong and they think that it's like you need to know someone who's high up. And the truth is, like, you just actually need to put yourself out there and meet lots of people. They don't need to be Les Moonves and Larry David. They just need to be, like, literally, meet a grip, meet a cameraman, meet a makeup artist, and meet another actor and another writer, and like, put yourself in situations where suddenly you can be putting something together for yourself. Mm-hmm. As I'm speaking to you, I want the world to know this. I just let Kevin Smith merge in front of me on Melrose, and I want
so
you
Hollywood.
To know that he drives a silver Chevy Equinox. He's keeping it very real.
Very real.
And he's very svelte these days, Justin. I don't know if you know this. But
I don't.
But Kevin Smith, he's wasting away, and I mean, he's going to drown in one of these hockey jerseys before
that's,
he knows.
That's why we have you, Brad. I mean, that's you're our download celebrity correspondent.
Yeah. Anytime you want it, I'll just drive around, and you can just call me every week, and I'll just tell you who's merging in front of me.
appreciate the merge report.
Absolutely. Yeah, the merge report.
The merge report.
Maybe that's the show, man. You're now, see, you're co-creator, Justin. We just created the show. It's called the merge report.
The merge report, yeah.
It's a single cam, semi-scripted comedy for streaming, because, that's where you want.
That's where you want to be.
Full, creative freedom, yeah.
We had Dan Harmon in here not too long ago, and he was talking about how this is the golden age of television for experienced writers, meaning for people at his level, getting the opportunity to work in Netflix or Amazon or other CISO, they're used to not making money. That's what his joke was. He's like, we've got that down. And because we've had success other places, money's not the end all be all. But it's a little bit prohibitive for new writers because, you expect to come in and make a living and the living may not be there. For you as a comedy writer, I mean, you're straddling that. You're past new writer. You've worked on shows. You're now at a point where, you have enough credits under your belt. Is it the golden age of television for a writer like Brad Morris?
I don't know if I know how to answer that, but I guess what I would say is if you're writing on a show, yes, I agree with Dan. There's less money. There are more shows, and because there are more shows, there's less money. It's definitely not like no one out here, everyone's able to go buy themselves lunch. I just ate a $9 soup, and let me tell you something. I never once was like, I don't know if I can afford this soup. So in that sense, it's going great. But like, the way, I guess if you're out here to make a bunch of money, I guess the way you do that is you still, you become an executive producer and you, on a network show, and you create a network show, and it's on for a bunch of, like, I worked for Bill Lawrence. Emily and I worked for Bill Lawrence for years, and it's basically in that echelon of, network TV has changed so much. TV has changed so much, as and there's like Bill Lawrence, Chuck Lorre, there's a handful of these people,
right.
Greg Berlanti. There's a handful of these people that, can take a helicopter to work if they want to, and then decide whether they're going to sleep in Malibu or the Palisades or, go to the Hamptons for the night. And I don't think that's why most people come out here anyway. It sounds very Pollyanna, but the truth is, like, I really don't know what the hell else I'd be doing with myself. I mean, if I were still in Chicago, and I think about it plenty, I'd be probably clamoring to get a gig like you have right now, and then hoping that I could figure something like that out and be very happy doing it. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess my agents, you know, probably get a couple. It's like probably a little easier for them to like get me a meeting. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, the people that hire me more times than not, especially on the writing side, it's people that know me. Like, kind of, everything kind of feeds each other, you know. It's sort of like someone knows me as an actor, then they have me on a podcast, and then they know me through doing a show, and then they're like, oh, yeah, you write too. And I feel like everyone kind of does a little bit of everything now, yeah. And it's probably yeah. means a little bit less money, but certainly to be complaining about the money part of it when you're getting to goof around all day and wear whatever you want is not the coolest move, you know? Yeah.
Well, Brad, you know what I'll do is I'll kick the merge report upstairs here at the Trib Tower, see what we can get going.
I'm telling you, man, yeah. I'm telling you.
See if the Trib execs.
This is it, man. Is Sam Zell up? Who's even
yeah,
up there?
No, it's WGN America. I mean, they've got the hit show Salem. And a couple other shows here.
God.
So we could get something going here.
This is what I'm talking about,
this
man.
This is it. You nailed it.
Let's do the merge report, and then I think we can morph the merge report into, you know, something that's more, like, genre-specific and, you know, and turn it into, like, an hour long. And I'm telling you, Justin, you got your incubator right there, man. You just, you know, you should be knocking pitches around with people until you land on the right one. And,
there you go.
And then you're off to the races, man.
There you go.
Can hire me.
We will hire you, Brad Morris. He is the head writer of Bajillion Dollar Properties, an original comedy on CISO, and he's also part of the show Playing House, which will be coming back for its third season soon. Brad, thanks for taking some time out, and thanks for the merge report.
Justin, thank you for the merge report, and thanks to Kevin Smith. I guess he's got to come on board as an EP. But congrats on the show, man. I've really been enjoying listening to it, and you know, I'm a fan of yours. So congrats, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.